So this is a day, and you know, we are a church here, the people, and to hear from people and what God has laid upon our hearts, I think it makes a difference. And each one of us receives a blessing when I hear fathers, whether they're backing up, looking straight forward, whether they're placing a hand upon a shoulder like that, just to warm, whether it's father figures that have been talked about, whether it's somebody speaking up and saying about how proud she is that her sons have become great fathers, whether it's a father-in-law that's been lifted up and simply because he takes time to say, I love you and I miss you. That's a wonderful, wonderful thing. And also for Jennifer sharing with us about what fathers have done. Bill Cosby's favorite story that I've ever heard is when he would tell about his father when, and I've told before, the young boy that goes, and his father goes to every football practice, to every, from the Pee Wee Leagues on up, to every high school practice, every high school Friday night game like that, goes and helps his son through college, attending every college game, no matter where it was, till he gets drafted into the pros, and he goes, and they win, they go to the Super Bowl, and at the pinnacle of greatness in football, he's a Super Bowl victory, MVO play, and what they do is they put the microphone in front of him and says, is there anything you want to say? He says, yes, I want to say hi, Mom. Anything, anybody you want to thank? Yep, I want to say hi, Mom. Fathers, that's the way it is. Joe, you can relate over here. Joe, fathers, just hang in there. You appreciate a lot more sometimes than you hear. I'm only going to speak here for a couple minutes because we've already gotten close to our time. Before I do that, I want to one of the things I want to put into the sermon also is a song that Gidi's going to play, and I'm going to sing for you here. In this book of James that we've been studying on, and kind of let you know what's going to happen next week. Terry's going to be gone. We'll be here. This Wednesday night we'll be studying, so come on out on Wednesday night, and we'll have a nice time in studying God's Word here. The piano is sitting in the middle of the church. I'm going to do some business in here. You're going to be part of the business meeting today here. This is an idea that I have, and I'm going to throw it out there. And if you don't like it, come up and tell me, which you have no problem. Come up and tell me other things you don't like. So this should be quite easy for you like this. This is the idea that I have for July and August for Mount Calvary Community Church. What I'm thinking, we're in the June. The following Wednesday night will be July 4th. We're not going to have service here. I will not be here. Rich, Terry won't be here. We're going to give you an opportunity to go spend your 4th of July with families. There are a number of things going on. Go watch the fireworks. Don't catch your house on fire. Just do that for us like that on July 4th. Then on the 6th, we'll be back that Friday night for the harvesters, and then on the 8th, we'll have service. Just for the month of July and August, I'd like to have a Mount Calvary choir on Sunday mornings. What happens is during the summertime, all the choirs take off. Okay? So what I'm going to do is I'm going to talk to Miss Ruby. I'm saying, Miss Ruby, do you think you can teach from about 10 to 10:30 on Sunday mornings? If you can work that out, the guys are going to practice from about 10 to 10:30. Then about 10:30, anybody who'd like to, we're going to have chairs set up on this side. We'll leave the piano here. We'll have a little, and we will have us our little July and August summertime Mount Calvary choir. And we're going to sing little songs out of the Green Book or whatever we choose. So you just come on in if you want to be a part of it. And if you don't want to, you can sit out here and talk and make fun of us. Or we'll practice. We'll do one or two songs. And then in the service, we'll start it out and we'll do that. Now, not everybody look at me like deer in the headlights when I mention it all like this. It's just an idea I have. And if so, talk to me later on. We'll make this decision by next Sunday. We'll leave the piano here. And for the months of July and August, we'll go ahead and have our little choir chairs over on the side. And we'll have a little warm up on Sunday morning. And I like it because I went to one church sometime. It was very small. And it was amazing because at the start of the service, the choir got up and went, and there was only two people left in the whole congregation. And I love that. The whole church basically got up, sang the choir. When they're done, everyone went and sat back down. And it was just marvelous. I just love that. So we'll have an opportunity. We'll talk to you about it in just a little bit. Five-minute sermon. In the second chapter of the book of St. James, And we were painting pictures of individuals. We talk about the rich and the poor. We talk about that legalist. But it says here, a very unique scripture. It says in the 12th verse, in the second, so speak and so do as those who will be judged by the law of liberty. Got to listen to this again. Got to listen one more time. So speak and so do as those who will be judged by the law of liberty. For judgment is without mercy. Judgment is without mercy to the one who's shown no mercy. Wow. That's a pretty strong statement right there. Listen to it again. For judgment is without mercy to the one who has shown no mercy. But then, oh, the second part of that scripture, and I'm reading from the 13th verse here in the second chapter. Then it says, mercy triumphs over judgment. God's word says that mercy triumphs over judgment. Heavenly Father, add a special blessing on the reading of your word. In Jesus' name, amen. 5-minute sermon here. Mercy, mercy triumphs over judgment. There is one thing that I am so happy being a Christian, that I will not receive what I deserve. Amen? And you're all in that same boat. I'll hate to tell you that. I will not receive what I deserve. Now, there's some folks out there that feel, well, I'm very good and I've treated people well. Well, trust me, at some time, some point in your life, you have done something that would bring shame from God. For all have sinned. Each and every one of us have tasted of sin and separated ourselves from God. But it says here in this wonderful scripture, but mercy triumphs over judgment. I love mercy. I love forgiveness. I love when people start to mature enough in their Christian walk, they can stop looking around at others and start to simply being more thankful to God from the deepest part of their heart for what He has done for them. That's where you see growth. That's where you see people who are starting to walk the walk and talk the talk. These scriptures, and it goes on in 14. What does it profit, my brother, if someone says he has faith but does not have works? Can faith save him? If a brother or sister is naked and destitute of daily food, and you says to them, depart in peace, be warmed and filled, but you do not give them the things which are needed for the body, what does it profit? Thus also, faith by itself, if it does not have works, is dead. God and your faith in Him will change the way you do things. It'll change the way you think about things. It will motivate you like nothing else that you've ever been a part of in your whole life. For those of you who weren't here on Wednesday night, I'll tell you, you missed out. You did. We had music, and I mean to tell you, we had talent over here. Terry Lee, I've never heard him play better than then that little rendition of If I Only Had a Brain. Miss Geedy was playing classical numbers. Her daughter came and sang for us. We were thrilled. But the thing that thrilled me the most is the people who tooted the horns outside. What? Well, beforehand, we are so tickled to do something here at Mount Calvary. We're proud of our concrete. We like it. We like it. We just look at it and go, ooh, that's nice, and we walk up and down. So we kind of had an idea, had a little ribbon out there, and Jane and John's, and we had everybody in the church go outside. And to hear and to see the guys, to see Rich in his tux, Terry in his tux, Jan walking in with John, I said, oh, my goodness, look at him. He looks good. John Sullivan in that tux. Look, all of us went outside, and we gathered around. And we had guests here. We had visitors. We must have had 30-some visitors at least on Wednesday night. And they went outside. Because we're going to welcome John and Jane. They don't know John and Jane. They never met John and Jane like that. But they went outside, and guess what? They were a part of it. They wanted to join in and be a part of it. And you know, you do something like that on Wednesday night, and it's a little different. And you say, well, you got to dress. Well, I'm going to dress up. I ain't dressed up. I ain't going to come. I'm going to dress up. Well, I tell you one thing, if you were here on Wednesday night and you saw Jane out of that car and you saw John walk up in his tuxedo and take those yellow-handed hedge trippers about that long ready to cut the... It was worth the price of admission. And people out there, the traffic was stopping, and I heard a little honk of a horn out there. Those people thought we were probably crazy. They had no idea what was going on. They saw this couple that looked like they were walking in to get married. And I'll tell you one thing, John was eating up every minute of it. Most of the times when we talk here, Jane just takes off and goes. And I feel John's just kind of catching up, you know. Wednesday night, John, he was cutting that ribbon, moving on and cutting that ribbon and standing tall with that tuxedo on. And I'll tell you one thing, everyone was a part of it. To do that, you experience mercy. Well, what's that got to do with mercy? That has the feeling that of God who lives, who's created every hill, who has started the universe from just a speck and just said, a God that big can live within my heart. Can be concerned about an individual as small as I am. What a wonderful God I serve. And to have the fortunate opportunity to be with brothers and sisters who feel the same way. Simply forgiven, not better. That's where I see the growth. That's where I see things that are being learned here on Sunday morning. The guys just kind of binding one mind, one spirit. People who are willing to stand up and say and make a comment, testimony in church. People that I would dare say in years past would never have quite the strength to stand up and say something for God. We have been blessed. We have been forgiven. And that's the attitude that we should live day in and day out. There are people out there hurting folks. There are people that would love to have the opportunities of what you have. And I'm not, you know, this is a small little church. We come here on a Sunday morning and we're just tickled to see each other. We get happy about concrete work. We get happy about flowers in the windows. We get happy about the small things. Everything in this life is the small things as long as you have made a decision of allowing Jesus Christ to be Lord and Master. Everything else is small. And we get excited about those small things. Why? Because we are living. We are living mercy because we have learned that we must be merciful one to another. All the hatred you have inside, all the things, all the scraps, all the struggles and all, if you simply look within your heart, being grateful for what God did for you, you will fully understand. For judgment is without mercy to the one who's shown no mercy. But then, oh, it's a thing you get excited about. To me, when I read this, mercy triumphs over judgment. It's like, you know, that first day you go to the beach there, you're on vacation, you're going over the bridge, and you're almost, you know how excited you are just to see it? That's the way I feel when I read a verse like this. Because my word says, my God has written in his word, I read this word which is living, and it says, mercy triumphs over judgment. And what I want you to do is just say amen. You ready? Amen. Terry, we're going to let her play one. We're going to finish on a song. This is our practice for next Sunday morning.